Welcome to the Healing Petloss podcast. My name is Marianne Susi. I'm the founder of healingpetloss.com and author of the books Healing Petloss, From Grief to Gratitude After Petloss, The Healing Petloss Two-Letter Writing Technique, and Healing Petloss Guilt. In this episode of the Healing Petloss podcast, we meet Angel Dog Bono. Already during my preparations for the Healing Petloss journey to connect with Bono, I see him. I experience divine light all around me. I feel I'm high above the earth, floating in the clear blue sky. I look down on the vast blue sea, the landscape, and on the beach that I recognize from many previous journeys. Even from high above, I see Bono sitting on the beach. As I begin the journey, I feel drawn to my heart. From my heart center, I walk out on my spirit landscape beach. As expected, I see Bono sitting there waiting. Bono gets up from sitting and wags his little tail and behind as I approach. His open, accepting, generous joy and love touches my heart. I bend down and touch him gently, feeling I have met an old friend. It's impossible not to love him right away, for his energy and his loving heart invite you into his joyful, gentle presence. I say, "Dearest Bono, thank you for meeting me. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to connect with you on behalf of your family. They love you and miss you so very much. They're grieving your sudden passing and not being able to say goodbye to you. Are you doing okay? Can we help you in any way? And is there a message that you want me to bring back to Shilpa and Kartik?" Bono says, "Stay in the love that I brought you and held you in from when we met. That love is not gone, even though my body is no more. Embrace and celebrate the joy and the many joyful and fun times we had together, and keep that joy alive in your heart. These are some simple messages, but at the end of life, isn't it the love and the joy we shared that truly matters? I think so. We are all children of the divine, both humans and us animals. And for some of us, our life's purpose is fulfilled sooner than that of others. It was my time. My soul's light has been shining brightly from my first day in physical form, and it still shines for you now. When what you could call a premature passing takes place, there are some big lessons to learn. Most importantly, to not take life or each other for granted, but to begin each day with a grateful heart and walk forth into the new day with joy, with intention, and share your love with those you meet. Live fully in each moment, as I did. I was just a simple little guy, but I knew love and I knew joy, and I didn't waste a minute, but shared it all with you, my beloved family. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for letting me become part of your family, for loving me, caring for me, for seeing my soul, and for reaching out to me now. I love how we can reconnect now, for as we do, I know in my heart that you will be okay, that you will find my love and my light still in your heart. Today, find joyful moments from our life together to share with each other. Call me in as you do. I will join you and celebrate our life as a family. Any regrets you might have, release and do not hold on to them. Embrace instead their lessons and let what happened be part of your soul's growth. As for saying goodbye, it is never too late to say goodbye. Anytime you want to speak to me or with me, I'm by your side, the best place I know. I'm doing well here in the light, and you will be well too. Take the time to grieve, to adjust to this unexpected new situation, but know that I will always be near and shine my light and love on your path and hold you in my joy. Oh, joy, don't ever forget that, even in your grief. Look at photos of my smiling face and let it bring a smile on your face too. Even if you smile through tears, smile anyway. The joy and the grief, they're not separate. Understand that and you will find peace. Walk your unique path through life. And when another soul wants to enter your life and your heart, let it if it feels right in your heart. For your heart is capable of holding an infinite amount of love. It would please me to see that a soul who needs your love and care gets a home with you. But all in good time, there's no rush. Take one day at a time and grieve in your own way. Celebrate too, in your own way, all that we had and shared. Always return to gratitude. That is what I leave you with for now. Gratitude. Deep gratitude that flows from my heart to yours, holding you, whispering softly to you, comforting your hurting heart. Move into your heart that you feel is broken, but find there a divine light I left there. See that light expand, and create in your heart a sanctuary where you can meet me. Center in your heart and I'm there. All is well, and all will be well. I will love you both always and forever. Yours truly, Bono. As he stops speaking, I find that, also in spirit, I have been writing his message down, a very long letter. Bono comes and looks at it and approves by putting his paw print on as a signature. Let's bring the letter to Shilpa and Kartik, Bono says. At that moment, a white dove comes, takes the letter and invites us to follow. We all fly with the dove to Shilpa's place. Dove calls on Shilpa and says, "There is a letter for you." Shilpa opens the door with surprise, greets the dove and takes the letter. She then sees the rest of us, and especially when she sees Bono, her face lights up with joy and love. Shilpa takes Bono up in her arms and kisses him and says, "I love you so much, Bono. I'm so sorry." Bono says, "Don't be sorry. Be glad that we have reconnected. I'm right here with you. Just be with me now. Our love is real. Our love will live forever." After a while, Shilpa sits down with Bono on her lap while reading his letter. Tears run down her cheeks and a smile is on her lips as she reads his beautiful, wise, loving message. After reading it, she holds the letter to her heart and says, "Thanks, Bono. I will never forget you or your letter. I will treasure it and you forever, my sweet boy. We love you and we are so grateful for you. Thank you for everything. I trust we will see you again." "Oh yes, we will meet. Call on me anytime and I'm there," Bono says. A light fills the room and a big angel appears. Bono and Shilpa say goodbye. In that moment, Kartik comes in too, making his own connection with Bono, and he says his own goodbyes. We watch with gratitude and love as Bono walks into the light with the angel. Shilpa and Kartik hold each other as they watch Bono leave and look at the precious letter from Bono, an unforgettable message from a beautiful and wise soul, a gift they will always treasure. I give thanks to all, say goodbye and end the journey. And that was the Healing Peddler's Journey with Angel Dog Bono. You can read the Healing Peddler's Journey at healingpeddlers.com. And if you wish to receive a message from your own animal friend that has passed, go to healingpeddlers.com and click the link at the top of the page where it says "Receive a Message." Blessings and peace to you and your angel animals.